Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, June 10th, 2010. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We share these messages in our ministry, which we call Daily Encouragement Net, with the goal each weekday morning of encouraging and also giving some instruction from the Scriptures. Today's message is titled, In All This. And you'll hear that phrase in today's text from Job 1, verse 22.
In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing.
Well, Brooksine and I are both currently suffering from a bad reaction to urushiol oil. I guess that's how you pronounce it. Well, that's better known as the active ingredient in poison ivy. In other words, we both have poison ivy. Last week, we were clearing out some brush in our backyard, and without realizing it, we both came in contact with the poison ivy plant. I have a mild poison ivy rash on my arms, mostly my left arm. Brooksine has it much worse with a rash on her arms, face, and legs. Any of you who have ever had poison ivy are aware of the intense itching associated with it. In bad cases of ivy poison, I identify to a small extent anyway with Job's suffering. The scripture records that in trying to find relief from his skin disease or boils, he, and I quote from Job 2 verse 8, took a piece of broken pottery and scraped himself with it as he sat among the ashes. Brooksine, stop itching. This makes me wonder if Job's affliction included severe itching. In fact, I actually brought in a shard of broken pottery to Brooksine. Wondered if she might want to use it. Well, she chuckled, thought about it for a second, but didn't use it. I'm glad she didn't. I can't imagine what that would do to your skin. I've had poison ivy many times before, beginning as a kid on a Boy Scout campout, as I recall. I actually sensed when I was weeding I was into some and went in to wash off my arms and face, but apparently not soon enough.
Well, on the other hand, I didn't get poison ivy until, well, actually, it was in college that I got it for the first time.
Oh, okay, not when we were after we were married.
But I do have a strange memory from my childhood. We used to go swimming in the neighborhood pond in the afternoons, and there was a pretty good sized patch.
She lived in Oklahoma, by the way.
There was a pretty good sized patch of poison ivy there, and a lot of people seemed to get it, and so I never did. I could walk through it. I just never seemed to have a reaction. And after I saw people getting out of work and being babied at when they'd get the poison ivy rash, I thought, well, you know, that's one way to get out of little farm work. And so I tried to get it, walked through it, sat on it. I did everything, and I never could get the poison ivy rash as a child.
You know, it's getting back to you now, isn't it? Well, we are aware that our present affliction, however uncomfortable, will soon pass. And we expect in several days to both be back to normal, whatever that is. We wonder how we would feel if we had no idea if and when we might get relief from this affliction. Consider God's servant Job. Of course, his suffering was much, 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 much greater than ours. He lost his wealth, his children, his health, his important position in us. As if that weren't enough, he also endured a nagging wife throughout his horrible ordeal.
Well, throughout the book of Job, he had no idea how long he would suffer or if he would ever get relief. Yet he continued to place his faith in God, and of course he was eventually vindicated. What a powerful perspective of a steadfast faith is expressed in our daily text today, and I read it again. In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing.
Some of you are facing situations where you just don't see the way out. It might be a health matter, marital conflict, problems with children, loneliness, or any other seemingly hopeless situation. We consider those that have long-term needs regarding finding employment. The book of Job teaches us that there is divine activity taking place that we don't always see, and that God will, in his time, make a way. Let me repeat those two points right there. The central teaching of the book of Job is that there is always divine activity taking place that we just may not see, and that God will, in his time, make a way.
And he will do the same for you. keep trusting God today, even in the midst of your affliction. In all this, and whatever this is for you, God will prove himself dependable and will work things out, and I quote from Romans 8:28, for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
And I continue on with another phrase a little bit farther in Romans to conclude the message before our prayer today. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
Let's pray. Lord, I realize today that many of my brothers and sisters are going through some very hard times. Some of them are in what seems like a dark tunnel of despair, and they do not see any light at the end. That sure was the way that Job might have felt. Renew our assurance today of your steadfast love and care, even in the midst of our trial. Send means of hope and encouragement today to uplift us in our faith. May we, by faith, see that glorious light that is always at the end of the tunnel. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. And some of you may lift up a prayer, especially for Brooksine. We, of course, do believe this specific affliction, too, shall pass. But I know it's been a miserable several days for Brooksine. Well, we don't have as many photos on the site or additional resources as normal. We do have a photo I think is just beautiful of a carriage, a brightly painted carriage we passed in the eastern part of Lancaster County last week coming home from our wedding we attended in Philadelphia. We also today, though, do suggest a number of songs, and it just kept growing throughout my consideration of music that might supplement the word today, the message today. One is the Don Moen song many of us have sung, God Will Make a Way. Then the song by, very popular the last several years, Matt Redman's song, Blessed Be Your Name, which many of us have sung and is based, at least in part, on Job's experience. And then the hollered up to Brooksine, what another song, and she considered it will be worth it all. And looking for it, I found a number of different versions. I had one, I guess I would call a hymn in mind, but and I did find that eventually. And then there's actually a couple more that just fit the theme that I know very few would listen to all this music, but for those going through trial, there might just be a word in music for you as well. It's a joy to share God's word today. We are grateful for our listeners. Some of you we know personally, many we do not. But it's a joy to share. Let me point out, I think I can do this on the podcast. We're always reluctant in anything we put in print. We do not expect to prepare a message tomorrow. In fact, I know we won't. I am heading to New York State, about a 5 or 6 hour trip north of Cooperstown, New York, taking a group of Amish people. They rent a van. I volunteer to serve them. It's my friends. I get my way paid up there, and I actually will be sleeping and the stairs going along with me in a cabin with no electricity. I asked my Amish friend this morning, will there be internet in the cabin? And he chuckled. So we will not post a message tomorrow. We expect to prepare a message on Monday next week. But you folks be encouraged, and we do pray for any listening that are especially in a time of affliction, that God will give you assurance that he's going to see you through. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. That's where you can see the pictures and get the links to the supplemental music. This is the message we are prepared for Thursday, June 10th, 2010. May the Lord bless each one of you richly. Thank you.